1. You will hear a boy telling his friend about his new house.
How do you like your new house?
It's not bad. My parents wanted something bigger, and it is. I preferred the room I used to have, though. And I thought there'd be spectacular views of the countryside. But although we live right next to a farm, there isn't much to see at all. Our garden's enormous, though. My neighbour, Josh, is the same age as me, so we play football there every day after school. I thought it'd be incredibly boring living in the country, but I help Josh feed the cows, and we climb trees and go fishing in the river.
Cool.
Two. You will hear a brother and sister talking about the girl's bedroom.
I love your bedroom. Do you think Mum and Dad will let me decorate mine too?
Of course they will. Do you like the paint I've chosen? I know everyone has white walls, but I thought I could hang some interesting pictures up and ask Dad to build some shelves for my books.
Good idea. Your new furniture's cool too.
Yeah, I love modern stuff. Traditional's not my thing. Anyway, I used to like sitting on my bed looking out of my window and listening to my music. That new building's not great to look at.
You'll get used to it.
Three. You hear two students talking about a design project they have to do.
We've got to start that design project for homework.
I know. I thought we'd have a bit more time to do it. We've only got 2 weeks, and we have to design an original contemporary apartment.
Well, it only has to be a simple plan, so we'll be fine. We'll have to start getting a few ideas together. I don't think that'll be too hard, do you?
I don't think so. Our teacher has shown us lots of examples of plans. It's not as exciting as I hoped it would be.
I know, but we've got to do it.
Four. You will hear two friends talking about a trip they have been on.
What a great school trip.
Yes, what a cool idea. Staying away from home, but in our own city, and looking at it in a new way, as if we were tourists.
And now we've got to write up our recommendations for ways to improve the experience for visitors.
Staying in an apartment wasn't very realistic. Most people go to hotels.
Yes, but they're more expensive, and we had to think about things to do, not accommodation.
True.
Anyway, I'm going to sleep for a week now. I can't believe how much we managed to do in 1 weekend.
I know. Brilliant.
Five. You will hear two friends talking about a project they will work on.
Are you going to help on the project at the weekend? Help dig in the fields to find stuff?
I think so. Where is it again?
Near the church. They think there are some ancient remains there.
What, like walls of houses?
Well, they think there could be an old village there. That'd be more interesting than finding old plates and bowls like we did last time.
Definitely. It was pretty good finding those coins that time. The town museum was really happy about that. Maybe we'll find some more.
Maybe. But it would be nice to see something different this time.
Six. You will hear a boy telling a friend about a house.
My uncle's just built this awesome house by the sea. He said we can go and stay for the weekend if we want.
Yeah? What's so good about it?
It's super contemporary. Like, there's this wall of glass doors which completely open up, so you're kind of inside and outside at the same time.
Sounds fantastic. It must have amazing views as well.
I preferred the countryside where he lived before, but you'll love it. It isn't as big as his old house, but it doesn't matter. It's just really interesting. The bedrooms are downstairs and the living rooms are upstairs.
Really?